This is Inside Wealth, the ultimate disclosure on Talk 910 KNEW. Living a healthy and happy life is about awakening the matters of your wallet, balanced by concerns of your heart. Now, Stu Zimmerman.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Inside Wealth. What a joy to be here. Well, okay, enough of the show. See you next week. No, actually, that's exactly what Inside Wealth is about. It's about saying to yourself when you, in any given moment, hopefully even this one, what a joy it is to be here. You know, it is so great simply to be alive, let alone the fact that, you know, the other side of the sod may seem a lot more dull. But on top of that, it is a great gift. Why not enjoy it? And yes, let's talk about financial wealth, because we all know that, you know, money does a lot of great things for us, or at least it can. Of course, you know, it's like the Forrest Gump thing, you know. Money is as money does. You know, it could be the source of abuse, violence. It can make us do all kinds of things we wouldn't even ordinarily consider as part of our values. That's certainly one possibility. And it can also be a source of a lot of fun, let alone taking care of our creature needs and a source of comfort to others and improving humanity and life around us. So how can we be the best human beings, bring out the best of who we are, deep down in that inner core of whatever it is you could possibly call yourself? That's what Inside Wealth is all about. And with us today, we have Zen DeBruck, who's the founder of the Ahuma Institute, creator of Power Manifestation, and the Internal Guidance System. Now, aside from being clearly an inspirational teacher and visionary, she's also been a CEO of a company called NetKitchen, where she created internet campaigns for Fortune 500 companies. So she's and both. You know, she's out there, she's down here, and everywhere in between. Very grounded, and basically she's going to help share with us how we can take our lives to unprecedented heights. Yay. Well, in addition to Zen, we also have a Buddhist. How about that? In this case, it's Marshall Goldsmith, who's our Brain Trust member extraordinaire. He's the leadership coach. He's worked with, you know, the who's who of corporate America. And his book, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, has been a number one ranked best business book for 2007. Marshall, congratulations. I love you. So, you know, he's coming on, and he's going to share wisdom as well. But before you get to the Zen and the Buddhist, we're going to mix it up with this week's bowl of stew. Well, has anybody noticed that there is an election going on? And without being overly dramatic, we can reasonably expect that the future of the entire free world, and very possibly our own personal lives, will be directly affected by who becomes president. Is that safe to say, without getting all kind of bombastic and everything else? Thank you. So I decided, why not today announce who we believe the Inside Wealth presidential candidate is? Okay? I'm not sure you want to call this an endorsement, but let's take a look at what Inside Wealth is together and explore who that candidate could possibly be before I tell you. We've talked many times on the show before about the ultimate foundation of wealth being a state of peace, which, of course, I think we all know when we're talking about peace of mind or inner peace. How do you get there? No matter how much money you have, that one can seem like a real, you know, arm's length, wishful thought that in practical terms, based upon the craziness of today's reality and all the things that we need to do and all the possessions and all the activities, that peace of mind, let alone in this economic contraction of ours that we're having, that peace of mind can seem like an absolute, long shot at best, if not something that's it's kind of unrealistic or something that's actually awaiting us in the next lifetime, in the afterlife. Well, clearly, yours truly over here doesn't believe that. Frankly, we can be at peace simply in knowing that we're doing the best we possibly can, right? The more we live our lives with a sense of honesty and doing the best we can to be of service and caring to people, isn't that something that is more likely to give us peace in our heart? That at least we're doing the best we can. At least we're doing our best to fulfill whatever potential we could possibly imagine for ourselves. Even as the reality in day-to-day may show up as, you know what, it may not be quite good enough. People are still judging us as not being good enough, this, that, or the other thing. Or maybe it's even not about them. Maybe it's about inside of us that we're judging ourselves as, you know what, my scorecard isn't quite as good as it should be. I should have at least one more zero to my name, if not two. Put any digit in front of it you want, because, you know, a lot of us judge ourselves by how much we've done economically and what we have in the bank, and judge ourselves and how we relate to the competition out there, a.k.a. other human beings who are showing up in the world, and some of them actually have more money than we do. In fact, we're always, almost in every case, we're going to find somebody, unless you're Bill Gates, you know, everybody else is looking up at somebody in that regard. So it's so easy to judge ourselves relative to other people. But when we really do the best we can, that is a source of comfort there. And when we do our best, and I think you know this, when we do our best to bring love and peace into the world, we can actually rest in that and have a sense of comfort in that we're doing our best. So, okay, we can, you know, we can navigate. So now let's cut to the chase here. Who would be our candidate? Who would be the inside wealth candidate? Would it be John McCain, who was willing to be in Iraq until he's 171 years old? Anybody thinking that Kansas song, Dust in the Wind? Because that's what he's going to look like by the time we're out of Iraq, if he's got anything to say about it. With all due respect, that giant sucking sound out of the economy and all the money that could be used in any kind of way. We've already talked about some of the numbers, the hundreds of millions and billions of dollars that go over to Iraq overseas, one-way trip. Certainly could be applied to health, to education, to all kinds of building up our economy here domestically that aren't. So as far as I'm concerned, it's not only against the qualitative principles of inside wealth in terms of quality of life on this planet. Frankly, it's poor economic policy too. We have Hillary Clinton, who, with all due respect to Huckabee, we're passing on him because we don't think he's going to be there. Hillary Clinton, certainly, you know what? She brings a peace plan to the table. So let's take a look at that. Let's honor that. But let's also consider the fact that, you know, in many ways, it does seem a lot like business as usual. It does seem that both, with all due respect, Mr. McCain and Ms. Clinton are largely funded by corporations, which very much seems like the Washington insider, business as usual, horse trading, not necessarily acting from what they know in their hearts to be true all the time, to pander or to mollify special interest groups. So let's take a look at that and consider, you know what? Maybe there's another opportunity. Okay, you know where we're going with this? Barack Obama. And for one reason alone, I would say that he is, in fact, the inside wealth candidate for presidency, is because not only does he have a plan for immediate withdrawal, he also has a plan. He also said, let's take a look at the mentality that gets us into war in the first place. And nobody else is talking about that, because if we really go there, can you imagine? War could actually become, over time, obsolete. For my money and for your money, that's a peace dividend that puts money in our pockets far beyond any other policy we could possibly create. Joining us in studio today is Zen DeBrook, founder of the Ahuma Institute and creator of Power Manifestation and the Internal Guidance System. Zen is an inspirational teacher and a visionary, former CEO of Net Kitchen. Great title, it sounds fantastic. And where she created internet campaigns for Fortune 500 companies like Applied Materials, IBM, and Electronic Arts. So as much as she is in the metaphysical world, she's also very much in the physical world as well. Founder of Smart Soul, an organization devoted to ecological consciousness, which I know is now a big thing, don't we know? Thank goodness. And she was invited to join this group of called the Transformational Leadership Council, which was founded by, I think it was Jack Canfield, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lynn Twist, who's been on our show before, Michael Beckwith. A number of the people from The Secret are all members of TLC. And so Zen is well-respected for having a vision for what our world can be and taking the action steps to make it a living reality. And so with that, Zen, thank you so much for being here in studio today.
Stu, thank you for having me. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And we're talking about power manifestation, which on one hand, everybody out there, all us capitalists in the world say, oh God, sounds a little woo-woo and all of that. But if we really were to take a step back, isn't it true, everybody out there, that there's a part of us that wants incredible change, where we want peace in our lives, and we want to have a deeper connection with whatever we could consider God or source or spirit to be? And that's really the ultimate essence of power manifestation. Is that right, Zen?
Yeah, it is. In fact, manifestation means the materialized form of spirit, which isn't each and every one of us that.
Absolutely. And I know that some people get kind of caught up in terminology, but as we look at all these skyscrapers and the entire economy, I mean, it is somebody's dream. It's somebody's idea that they pulled out of some either orifice or thin air. Take your pick.
Yes. I don't quite know how to respond to that. But let's take the orifice of the mind.
And please. And maybe we all have an open mind at that.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. I mean, it really... When you look at the woo-woo side of manifestation, we've already been doing it for years with our athletes and our business leaders and the political governments that are out there. We put and focus our mind in a direction. We put all of our heart and attention into it, and then it gets created or manifested in the world. So it's really no different than unlocking where your focus is and where your heart is. And I think that's the difference, is getting away from misintention is what I like to call it. Not being where your heart is in alignment with your mind. And I think that's a premise today that many people are striving under, where and why it's not working.
So why do you think it isn't working? Because, you know, obviously we're able to put men on the moon. We're able to talk to people in China instantaneously through the internet and what have you. And we still can't find, let's say, ways to resolve conflict without killing each other. What do you think is really going on here? And it shows up in a lot of other ways too, just in terms of maybe the best we can hope for in our life is having a lot of money. A lot of people operate under that mentality.
Well, I think that what I'm finding, I've discovered a source inside of each individual. I've been calling it the internal guidance system. I've worked with thousands of people to test this system. And we're really creative creatures. That's where our life source energy wants to go, is into creativity. Except currently, the way that our mind has been trained through our school systems and our emotional, you know, systems of our families and things, we've become reactive creatures. And so the absolute best that we are is not being utilized. And how do we get back to that creative space? You know, I believe we dive in to the center of our source. All the stress, fear, and anxiety that we're feeling that's causing us to lash out at everyone else and hoard and grab for ourselves, well, that energy inside of our body is literally telling us in every moment that what we're thinking and focused on in that moment is not true. And most of what we're seeing on the planet is our inability to move from that anxiety, you know, collapsed chest space into an expansive, open, relaxed, compassionate space that we all really want.
So, first of all, let's take a look at where we are right now. Why do you think it is that our attention over time has been either narrowed or focused in some form of either survival mode or in some form of money as a scorecard mode, that it's all about us and them, whoever they are. We're separate and we need to get for ourselves.
I think it's really simple. We haven't known any better, and we haven't been given a how-tool to move us back into where we really want to be. It's that simple. We just don't know better. As I move out in the world, and no matter whether I'm working with leaders or children, as soon as they begin to understand and know that they have a way of opening themselves up, what ends up happening is they choose that path. So it's a simple awareness.
Well, what's really interesting is a lot of people who've opened themselves up or think they have claim that, you know, it exposes them and it's not safe.
Well, that's what's really exciting. Actually, the vulnerability and the unsafety that you're feeling is the anxiety and closing of your internal guidance system. But when you open up, that sense of source energy flowing through your body actually provides you with a feeling of safety that overrides your fear, because there's a deep sense of knowing that what you're doing is right. I mean, have you ever had a deep sense of knowing that what you're doing is right, even though everything around you may not have been comfortable?
Absolutely. In fact, now is exactly one of those times, because we have to go to a quick break. But stay tuned. We'll be right back with Zenda Brooke, where we'll find out how to tap into this internal guidance system. We'll have more Inside Wealth right here on Talk Radio 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. You want to build your business with people just like you. People who are intelligent, focused, and mindful. People like you who understand that wealth goes far beyond dollars and cents. So doesn't it make sense to deliver this message to folks who really get it? That's what happens when you sponsor Inside Wealth. Call 707-425-2360 or go to insidewealth.net and find out how you can become a player on Inside Wealth, the greatest show on work.
Are you looking to help give back to the community but need great flexibility? Tony La Russa's Animal Rescue Foundation, ARF, has a flexible volunteer position tailored just for you. You can share in the triumph of helping an orphan kitten or puppy, as well as receive unconditional love. ARF needs volunteer fosters to provide a little extra time or attention until these animals can be adopted into their forever homes. ARF will provide the food, medication, and support, and you provide the love. Check out ARF.net or call 925-256-1ARF today. Please give puppies and kittens another chance.
Imagine, you're lying in your bed stranded because you can't walk. Your friends and family go about their day, but you're left behind. You can't move without dragging your lifeless legs across the ground, stumbling every step, struggling to carry the entire weight of your body on two arms. This is reality for more than 100 million children and adults worldwide. They simply can't afford the one thing that will change everything, a wheelchair. We're the Wheelchair Foundation. We deliver hope, mobility, and freedom to impoverished people across the globe. And now you can be part of this great mission. A small gift from you can buy a brand new wheelchair and set a suffering person free. You won't believe how little it takes. Transform a life instantly. To make a donation or to find out how you can help, call the Wheelchair Foundation.
Call toll free. 888-378-3839. 888-378-3839.
I'd like to mail you free information about Craftmatic adjustable beds. Why Craftmatic? Because Craftmatic beds help your body feel better. Yet Craftmatic Model 2 adjustable beds cost hundreds less than many quality flat beds. And Craftmatic 3s are just 50% of Craftmatic 2's low cost. Craftmatic beds adjust to hundreds of healthful positions to help you relax and sleep better. Plus, they're available with optional heat and massage. For good health, find out about Craftmatic. Call toll-free and you'll receive a free catalog by mail, plus details on Craftmatic 3s, which are just 50% of Craftmatic 2's low cost.
Hello, I'd like to receive your free catalog and information by mail.
Certainly, sir.
See how easy it is? Call a friendly operator for your free catalog.
Dial 1-800-546-1818 toll-free. Call 1-800-546-1818. That's 1-800-546-1818.
We have even more wealth with me, Stu Zimmerman, right here on Talk 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco. We are back with Zenda Brooke, founder of the Ahuma Institute and the creator of Power Manifestation and the Internal Guidance System. At the end of last segment, we were talking about what this internal guidance system is. And now we're going to talk about how we can actually get into it, where we're talking about how we can open our mind, our heart, and our body to really live the truth that we know is possible within us. So why don't you give us a little bit more guidance here on the internal guidance system here?
Well, the first thing I recommend is that when you have a quiet moment, drop into listening to your breathing. And I'd like you to think of two statements, say them over and over again each. One is, I do not have an internal guidance system. I do not have an internal guidance system. And watch and see if there's any sensation that occurs between your throat and your stomach area. And then say, I do have an internal guidance system. I do have an internal guidance system. And see if there's any sensation again between your throat and your stomach. Now, what people report repeatedly again and again is that when they say, I do not, there's a collapsed feeling that feels like a pressure, anxiety, stress, worry. And when they say, I do, it feels an expanded, open, excited feeling, relaxed, you know. And so when you begin to realize that this is directly related to your thoughts and only in response to your thoughts, then the power that your mind has over your internal body and the guidance that it's giving you is amazing.
So what you're saying is that's a very quick and dirty, so to speak, quick and clean test to really feel the truth of your mind-body-spirit connection, because your body is telling you what feels true and what does not.
Your body, your internal guidance system, I want to make sure it's very clear because it's a very distinct thing and there's very solid distinctions that I've created around this so that people could use it. Your body is really your IGS, and it's letting you know whether your mind is on track and where you're intended to go and in truth, in alignment with your destiny. I know that's a big word, in alignment with your destiny or not.
So a question I have is, what do people really want? You know, because we're so accustomed to something here. Whatever we call life, it's reasonably ordinary or that's the way life is kind of thing. And people typically resigned to there being all social ills in the world and life being hard on some level. And it's really us against them, whoever they are. And some form of survival mode.
What people really want?
Yeah. If you cut through it, because a lot of...
Absolutely.
Because can't the body just be responding to some kind of fear mechanism that has been playing out over generations for fear of survival on some measure?
Actually, what I found is that that's not the case. And so to answer your first question, what do people really want? They want to contribute. They want their unique value that's not being determined by anyone else in their lives. Something that they love to produce again and again and again. To be contributed to the planet and be acknowledged and produce joy and happiness in others. And others being, you know, excited and happy with them. They want to be able to look back at the fruit of their value of what they've created and witness its effect on the rest of us and the planet consistently again and again. I mean, that's what we all really want. We can break it down into safety, security, happiness, joy, all that. But really what that is being a viable, excited contribution, giving a gift that no one else but you can give. So what I found is that this system is actually guiding us through desire that opens you in the body, okay? Not compulsions, not addictions, none of that. It's actually a passionate desire that opens you. It feels almost like an urge, not a compulsion. It's something that needs to be worked out. But this is a desire that's opening you consistently. Now, fear, as you're talking about it, now I realize that there is a body-based fear of, here's a tiger and it's attacking me. But you'll still have an opening to run away and run away fast. Fear is desire in the body that's gone unexpressed. When you have a desire that's your destiny that's leading you forward and you deny it, you disagree with it, you don't believe in it, you don't act on it, it actually ends up as an energy in the body that turns itself into fear. And so to express that by turning it back into desire, you actually empty yourself of fear.
Well, I think that's something that we could all raise our hand to and saying, gee, wouldn't that be great? Just to live a life of less fear, because it does operate on some level, even if it's a fear of outliving your money. I mean, people do that. So getting back now to IGS, so let's say we already come to an understanding deep down, our body is telling us, yes, I have an internal guidance system. I know that intuitively on some deep level. Now what? How do we operate it to navigate to a greater level of manifestation of what we really want in our heart?
Well, I do want to say this practice takes a little bit of time because it's something that you need to understand. It's kind of counterintuitive. What we do right now is something outside of us is making us feel bad. Ooh, he just said that and that hurt my feelings or made me feel bad or all of that. But actually, it's what you're thinking about what just occurred. So the first step is to watch the contraction. It's easiest for us to follow our closing. We're reactionary creatures right now. And so when you walk in the house and your partner gives you the look, and you get that collapsed feeling in your body at what you're thinking, stop and say, what was it that I just thought that brought me that worry, anxiety, upset, anger feeling? What I highly recommend first is just you just flip it around. Oh, they didn't mean that by the look? okay, and see if the body begins to ease, because you're moving into alignment and truth in that moment. It's the same thing when you're at work. Your boss asks you to do something and you start worrying, you start having these thoughts about how you're not going to get this other project done, right? You start that closing sensation. Stop. I am going to be able to get both done. Or I need to tell my boss I can't do both, and see the ease happen. It begins to start being with you. It takes it off the mountain, being the guru on the mountain in meditation, and brings it into the guru in the moment in your body, keeping you focused and aligned.
So now, a couple things come to mind. First of all, it sounds like one of the things you're strongly suggesting here is don't make assumptions, because frequently people will have that look or respond to us in what seems to be adversarial, when in fact it may actually have nothing to do with us. And we happen to be there in the moment and just showing up there. And what I'm also hearing is something to do with self-judgment, because it's very possible actually that that look could be that look, and they're judging you. I'll personalize it, when they're judging me as I'm not being good enough, smart enough, attentive enough, loving enough, something that can go right to the core where I have to defend or prove something, or start judging myself as not being good enough, which of course would lead to that contracting feeling you're talking about.
So that would be an absolutely perfect assumption, again, to make about your IGS. But actually, if they're giving you the look and you think, oh man, I really blew it, you don't get the closed feeling if it's true. You actually get a sense of calm opening in your chest area that makes you feel like you want to go and do something about it. However, if you go to, oh, I really blew it, and then your thought jumps to, gosh dang it, I can't ever make that person happy. Here we go again. Every single day of my life, I have to deal with this other, those thoughts will probably close you, right? So it's about staying in awareness of our thoughts on a consistent basis, because if it is truth that you are being judged, you'll feel an opening at the thought that this person is judging me. You'll feel empowered, directed, and sourced at what to do next. And it won't trigger you in the same way that the closing does.
Well, one of the things I could have direct experience, I've been in 3 marriages now, okay? So
maybe I picked that up.
Maybe you did. I don't know. And I know what it's like, and I think we all do, no matter how many marriages, or even if you've never been married, know what it's like to get into significant conflict that seems very deep, emotional, and going to the core with someone who you love, mm-hmm. someone whose opinion you value, someone who you want to please, and you want to think highly of you. So there's a real vested interest in what they think of you. And I'm just wondering to what extent here all of that is in part ultimately an illusion, where it really doesn't make a difference what other people think about you in a way, so long as you are able to come to your core and know the truth of your own loving nature. So that even as people may feel like you haven't done anything good enough for them in that particular moment, and you got the look, or possibly even worse, you get the verbal darts and things that are designed specifically to push your buttons and to hurt you, is to look at it as an opportunity both to have compassion for yourself as well as the other, and come to a deeper understanding of what exactly you are guiding, and isn't this ultimately a spirit of and heart of love and joy and desire for connection?
Well, the interesting thing is I found that it's very specific to each person. And whether you're intended to be, straight and hard with that person and hold your boundaries, or whether you're intended to be soft, will change from day to day, from moment to moment, from situation to situation. And we don't really have in our mindset a way to be able to weather those kinds of changes in relationship. And that's what it really takes, And there's one thing with a woman who's PMSing versus a woman who's not. Our hormones are real and they drive us crazy. And having compassion and knowing how to support us in that moment is fantastic. And then knowing 2 weeks later when we're just an emotional torrent and we're taking it out on you, to be able to say, hey, this is not okay. We've got to do something different with this particular way that we're interacting. That is a kind of thing that your internal guidance system leads you into knowing, like how to manage that. And it is changing. And the other thing is, you mentioned a great point about the darts and that coming at you and somebody telling you the things that are wrong with you. I have had more people come to me with all these things that they want to fix, only to sit down with the IGS in them in our coaching practices and find out that half the things that they've been thinking is wrong with them their whole life aren't wrong with them at all. I've had people come in that are extremely jealous only to find out that they're insecure. Let me tell you something. There's two different elements that you have to take care of those things. One is a control issue and one is a self-esteem issue. And if you've been tackling jealousy for years and getting nowhere only to find out, oh my God, it's my self-esteem that needs work. It's that kind of a thing. I'm needy. No, they're not needy. Okay, they need to work on their own ability to pay attention to themselves. There's all these key issues that are really unique that we have a hard time unraveling from our belief systems and our minds. So being able to check in and to move through this world with a new guidance system, one that's guiding our mind and our destiny and our purpose, is a very powerful resource that really keeps us present. And when you're present, you have the ability to be at service. And this is where it gets into a bigger global context as you dig into it. There's so much of an application here for where we're going and what's necessary. And this, to me, is a foundational piece that each of us needs if we're going to be in action and effective with all that's coming at us right now.
We were here with Zenda Brooke, and we're talking about power manifestation and this internal guidance system of ours. So what would you recommend our listeners do, given the fact that some of us have very specific stories or wiring or whatever you want to call it that are unique to ourselves? And there's a lot we have in common also as being ultimate expressions of one something, whatever we call that source or to be. So what would you recommend as great next steps for our people listening right now?
Well, to begin with, as far as the how-to of this a little bit, the first step is pay attention to when you're closing and pay attention to the thoughts that are occurring. Now you'll find, now closing feels like anxiety, compression in the chest, a dropping, right? You'll find that at first you may have a sensation all of a sudden of that feeling, right? And you won't be able to figure out the thought you just had, and it's kind of frustrating. So it takes a little bit of time of you actually beginning to desire to witness your thought. And one caveat that I want to put in is that there are some really serious distinctions to this. So when you have a knot in the pit of your stomach, okay, for instance, that we've all had at certain times in our lives, that knot is your internal guidance system. Okay, I just want to let you know, unless it's of course a physical ailment like heartburn or, you know, bowel issues. but really it's when you have a physical knot, it means that there's an entire belief system at work in your life that is closing you. There's some one big body of thought is what I call it, that needs to be shifted. And when you shift it, and we can find it almost immediately, when you actually shift it, that releases. And it's an amazing experience to have something that's been there for weeks and weeks and weeks just evaporate.
So once you find out, so do you actually ask yourself, you know, so you're in a knot, or you're shut down, or you're getting nervous about something, maybe it's a public speaking thing, or you're about to make a big sales call, or whatever it is, and the knot starts coming up, the tension, you know you're being closed down, you're becoming an observer where you're observing your body shutting down. And what are you doing? You're asking yourself, what am I thinking right now to cause my body to shut down?
Or you can just simply say, this is a belief system coming up that is about that's hindering me, and see what happens. It'll immediately start to release. This is a whole belief system I'm holding right now that's not in alignment with my purpose. And watch what happens when your body goes. It expands. You can't see me on the radio, can you?
Oh, we can feel you. We can hear you.
It expands. It expands. So, yeah. And then also, you know, I have website and resources and free tools and my own radio program I'd love to talk to him about, because there's a way to really easily get into this practice.
So why don't you let everybody know real briefly, we're just about winding up, and I was hoping to ask you actually what your vision for the world is, because we're going to have a link to you on our website at insidewealth.net. Insidewealth.net to hook up with Zen directly. So very briefly,
go to internalguidancesystem.com, and there you'll get a lot of information about what we're doing, and then also powermanifestation.com. And I'm sorry that there's two, but Power Manifestation has a bunch of free audio, a link to my radio program, which talks about the future and how this relates to us shifting our planet and our lives. And internalguidancesystem.com has free resources for you to do an experiential meditation that's video-based so that you can feel this for yourself.
Zen, thank you so much for joining us today. Everybody, please come visit her, because this is grounded, actually, and it'll make a difference to your life. We'll be right back. We have more Wealth to Share right here on KNEW, 910 AM, San Francisco.
will, ownership, trust, appreciation. They all work in the financial world, and they are all keys to security and wealth beyond measure. And it's all in our book, Inner Security and Infinite Wealth, subtitled Merging Self-Worth and Net Worth. Hey there, it's me, Stu Zimmerman. Come to our website at insidewealth.net. That's insidewealth.net and order your copy today. That's insidewealth.net. We're blowing the doors wide open on Inside Wealth right here on Talk 910 AM, KNEW, San Francisco.
And now it's time for our Brain Trust segment. And with us today is a real big brain that comes with a great heart, too. And his name is Marshall Goldsmith. He's one of the leading leadership coaches in the country, is ranked by Forbes magazine, and his best-selling book for 2007, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, has risen to the ranks of Amazon and Soundview Executive Summaries. Truly, it's a pleasure to have a man of his caliber with us today. Marshall, what do you have for us?
Well, very happy to be here to start with. I'm looking forward to talking with you.
Excellent. So here we are, brand new year, and
I got some good news about my book. I just won the Business Book of the Year award.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very excited.
It's a wonderful book. And if anybody listening out there hasn't read it, it's What Got You Here Won't Get You There. And we all know that to be true.
That's true.
So where can we go from here?
Well, I think what I've been talking about is basically looking at very, very successful people, getting them to ponder what got me to this level of success, and then to ask a challenge, what does it take to get to the next level? One person said the definition of insanity is repeating the same behavior and expecting different results. Well, everybody wants to take their business to a new level. Well, to do that, you've got to do something different. And basically, I look at that not in the macro level at the organizational sense, but at the micro level at the individual sense of a leader.
And is this something simply just for leaders? This is a game that everybody can play, even if they happen to be, middle-level staff.
No, this is a thing for humans.
Oh, humans. I think we all qualify.
Yeah, it's humans. And again, one thing I do very frequently is I'll ask people a question. I'll ask large groups a question. How many of you work in a business where customer satisfaction is critically important, where people should ask the customers for input, listen to this input, follow up and get better based on what they learn from their customers? Everybody waves their hand. It's how many of you have a partner, significant other at home? A bunch of people wave their hand. And I'll pick a few out of the audience. I'll say, how important is this customer satisfaction? Critical, critical. Should people ask for feedback? Yes, yes, yes. Do you have a partner? Yes. Have you ever asked your partner, what can I do to be a better partner? No. I ask, why not? Well, basically, we're afraid to find out what people think. And what I encourage people to do is get in the habit of asking, how can I be a more effective partner, leader, friend, husband, kid?
And the point I think you're bringing up here, Marshall, is that as human beings here, it's not just simply about who we are at our work, that we take our relationships, even our home relationships with our family, with us into work.
Have I ever given you the example of the woman who told me about her experience with her mother?
Go ahead, please.
Well, it's very interesting. I was teaching the Kaiser Permanente Company, and there were 1,000 people in the Oakland Convention Center, and one woman raised her hand and said, I've been to your website. I've read everything you've written. I've been to your course twice. You teach people to do this with their parents. She said, I went back and I asked my daughter, how can I be a better mother? And I listened. We had a great dialogue. And then I thought, I should call my own mother. So she said, I called my mother and asked her, what can I do to be a better daughter? And she said, Mom said, Dad's dead, and I live in the country, and every day I've got to take this long walk up the driveway to get to the mailbox, and almost every day there's nothing in the mailbox, and it makes me so lonely. She said, it would mean so much to me if you'd just send me pictures or cards or letters, so when I would go to the mailbox, there would be something in the mailbox. She started sending her mother little pictures and cards. What did that mean to her mother? Everything. What did that cause to her? Nothing. So this is a great discipline to do with our parents for 3 reasons. Number one, it's good for them. Even if they say we have nothing to improve, they'll be happy we ask. Number two, it's good for us. The number one regret children have when mom and dad die, why didn't I thank them for all they did to help me? And then number three, it's good for the kid. Because, pretty soon that old person that, we're calling on the phone, we're going to be that old person. So they're not listening to what we say. They're watching what we do. So this stuff is good to do at work. It's probably even better to do at home.
That's a great question, Marshall. And I know that I'm also probably guilty as charged here in terms of not asking that question, not nearly often enough.
That's something we can all do. And we often take for granted the most those we should take for granted the least.
Mm. Marshall Goldsmith, what a wonderful lesson. This is something not only for business, but for life itself. And just thank you so much for your wisdom, and thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
So clearly we have a theme to this show for this week, and we're calling it change. Not so much pocket change, we're talking about the big change. Whether we're talking about in the opening set with Barack Obama in our bowl of stew, or we're talking about Zenda Brooke in terms of her internal guidance system and going more deeply within ourselves to live a place of deeper truth, where we find that our body tells us exactly how we feel. And if we just follow that feeling, where that takes us. And then, of course, we have Marshall Goldsmith from Zen to Buddhist and our leadership coach extraordinaire. It's all about doing things different, to taking our lives to a new level. So along those lines of where the rubber hits the road and doing something different, I'm actually inviting you to do something different perhaps in your own lives. And come to our website at insidewealth.net and meet our referral network, because we actually have people, business professionals, people like Hutch Ashew at Pillar Financial and John Menke at Menke & Associates, where their rubber hits the road, where they actually take these principles of inside wealth, dedication to excellence of service, providing maximum value, transparency, communication skills, whatever it takes, whether it's in wealth management in the case of Hutch Ashew at Pillar Financial, or whether it's in creating employee stock option plans with Menke & Associates so that your entire pie of your organization can expand even as you share some of it. Come to our website at InsideWealth and please, .net, InsideWealth.net, and please check it out. In fact, by the way, we've got a brand new look and feel on the whole site. It looks nice and clean. It's vibrant. It's everything that this energy of Inside Wealth stands for. Well, at least a lot of it. Maybe not all of it. We're working on it. As you know, we're humble to it being a work in progress, no matter where we are, because whatever got us here, you know, there's still a there out there somewhere, isn't there? And that's what we're all focused on some level. And that really is what we hope to inspire you to consider for your own lives. Is that, let's assume for a moment that we just have this one. And let's assume for another moment we have no idea how many more minutes we have of health in these bodies of ours. Just maybe. Well, doesn't that create a little more importance, a little more significance, and a little more value to this one? So why not take the extra time and energy to go within and find out and examine and question the ways that you can live a life of more love, simply because it's the greatest feeling in the body. You know, isn't it? Just, you know, even loving that piece of chocolate. You know, it doesn't have to be that voluptuous blonde if you're a guy, or, you know, or whatever your preference is and whatever it happens to be. It doesn't have to be sexual. It doesn't have to be in any particular relationship. It could be at work. It could be loving what you're doing. You know, so many people live in quiet desperation. Maybe you're one of them, where work is the necessary evil. I do it because I have to pay the bills. I got to show up and tolerate the bitching clients and all the people who are just, you know, my boss is this and my coworkers are that, and everybody is fending for themselves and pointing the finger at each other and not taking responsibility. And it's all, you know, one dysfunctional family feud of some kind. Well, we're talking about change here. And with all due respect to everybody else out there, the change begins with us, whoever we are, truly. And that's what Marshall's talking about. That's what Zen's talking about. And frankly, with the bowl of stew, I want to come back to it in terms of our presidential candidate, because each of us knows in our deep heart, change is afoot and at hand. And there's nothing we can do about it. That's just the way it is. We're used to it. This presidential election of ours is going to change the future of the United States and the rest of the world. Period. End of statement. Exclamation point. And we all know that. We all know that. And so it's a big decision, and let's take a look at it. Because clearly, you know, there are a lot of things, in case you couldn't guess, I could be doing with my personal time. I don't need to be on the air week after week offering inspiration, offering whatever I can to help to be of service to you so you can love your lives more. I really don't need to do this. I do feel called to do it. So maybe in that way, I do need to do it, because if I'm listening to my calling, I just show up and do it. I actually willingly do it, and I love to do it, because we do get positive feedback from so many people that it does make a difference. And I really hope that this makes a difference to you in your life. Whatever you choose to do with it is to go within and take a look at this presidential election of ours, because peace is a viable possibility. Unprecedented prosperity is a viable possibility. And let's talk about business for a second and who could be the best business candidate. Because we have John McCain and Hillary Clinton coming out with very specific business plans. Very specific plans. Whether it's Iraq, whether it's immigration, whether it's healthcare reform, you name it. It goes under a lot of different names, and actually one of the reasons why, if there's criticism out there, or one of the reasons to criticize Barack Obama could conceivably be, and it's been said out there, that he's a little too general. He's not specific enough. Well, let's ground this with hard business. And if you, any of you out there are business people or entrepreneurs who have built businesses from the ground up, you know. It does start with a business plan, or at least an idea in a couple of areas. But isn't the real truth of reality is that times, they are a-changing in every moment, all of the things are never equal, and that the best a business plan is a snapshot at one point in time of what's hoped for as one possibility, but that what really determines a successful business and a sustainable business over time is being present and exercising good judgment based upon information in the moment. And creating a culture that is vibrant, where people are pulling together as one, not factions where sales points the finger at accounting, points the finger at engineering, and they all give each other that certain finger in terms of, you know, it ain't my responsibility, it's yours, and I'm the only one important around here, and everybody else sucks. Which, actually, some companies actually kind of operate that way, believe it or not. I'm not sure how well, but they do. Point I'm getting at is, one of the reasons why, in our humble opinion, the inside wealth presidential candidate of choice is, in fact, Barack Obama, is because he is providing space. He is providing the opportunity to take in more information that not all of it is actually available today, believe it or not. And that he is the only candidate who seems to be, and this is a seem, we don't know, let's face it, let's be honest, it's all a roll of the dice. None of us know exactly who will do anything at any given point in time, no matter what they said to get elected. And that's the bottom line. So in that way, who can you trust? And, you know, bottom line is, we have to trust. We have no choice. We have to at least trust in ourselves to make as competent and as informed decision as possible. And then trust that whoever we elect as our leader does the same. And we want a leader, do we not, who is actually balancing leadership with being of service. So it's not about telling us what to do as much as it is about serving what we want to have happen. So, what do you want to have happen? What kind of world do you want to live in? Do you still want our kids shot up over there and brought home? In body bags or in such psychological distraught states? Is that what you want? Do you want to continue to have an economy that, you know, the money is more going out of the country than going in? Because I got to tell you something. When it comes to business, believe it or not, one humble personal opinion here, and you're entitled to your own, Barack Obama is the inside wealth candidate of choice who will exercise the independent good judgment, not just to serve any particular industry or corporation, but to serve our country, to serve humanity, and more importantly, to create and inspire a corporate culture. In this case, it's a national culture of love and caring and seeing beyond our differences to embrace what we have in common as human beings. Now, that's a kind of inside wealth where the rubber could really hit the road, that we can all live together. Until next week, invest in yourselves, your passions, your purpose, and your planet.
Join us again same time next week on Talk 910 KNEW. And be sure to visit our website at insidewealth.net. Subscribe to our podcast, blog, or learn more about Inside Wealth with Stu Zimmerman. Thanks for listening. Talk 910 KNEW.
It's amazing how little things can make such a big impact in people's lives. Like how a 5-inch landmine can rob a woman of her legs. How the tiniest bacteria can paralyze a child forever. Or how a small gift from you can give that person a wheelchair. Instantly give them mobility. Give them dignity. Give them hope. There are currently over 100 million children, teens, and adults in desperate need of wheelchairs. Adults who want to go to work so they can feed their family. Children who want to go to school. And a small gift from you can help them get there. Funny how a $75 gift from you can be such a big deal to someone else. To offer a donation or to find out how you can help, call the Wheelchair Foundation today. Smile. You're about to change someone's life forever.
Call toll-free 888-378-3839. 888-378-3839.